Adapting the Pyramid Wavefront Sensor for Pupil Fragmentation of the ELT-Class Telescopes, by Nicolas Lavreau et al. The next generation of extremely large telescope, 24 to 39 meters diameter, will suffer from the so-called pupil fragmentation problem. Due to their pupil shape complexity, segmentation, large spiders, some differential pistons may appear between some isolated part of the full pupil during the observations. Although classical AU system will be able to correct for turbulence effects, they will be blind to the specific telescope-induced perturbations. Hence, such differential piston, aka pedal modes, will prevent to reach the diffraction limit of the telescope and ultimately will represent the main limitation of AU-assisted observation with an ELT. In this work we analyze the spatial structure of these pedal modes and how it affects the ability of a pyramid wavefront sensor to sense them. Then we propose a variation around the classical pyramid concept for increasing the WFS sensitivity to this particular modes. Nevertheless, we show that one single WFS cannot accurately and simultaneously measure turbulence and pedal modes. We propose a double-path wavefront sensor scheme to solve this problem. We show that such a scheme, associated to a spatial filtering of residual turbulence in the second WFS path dedicated to pedal mode sensing, allows to fully measure and correct for both turbulence and fragmentation effects and will eventually restore the full capability and spatial resolution of the future ELT. This was Adapting the Pyramid Wavefront Sensor for Pupil Fragmentation of the ELT-Class Telescopes, by Nicolas Lavreau et al.